Chapter 1, Understanding the Power of Positive Thinking. Your morning coffee and how it can change your life. Why that annoying line at Starbucks is secretly your greatest teacher. Let's be real. You're not here for a lecture about thinking happy thoughts. You're here because life feels like a never-ending game of whack-a-mole. Your boss dumps a last-minute project on you. Your kid forgets their lunch. Again. Your dog just ate your AirPod. And now you're stuck in a glacial-paced coffee line, scrolling through Instagram where everyone's lives look perfect. But what if I told you that this moment, the one where you're sighing at the barista taking forever to foam the milk, is where real change starts? That this seemingly insignificant frustration is actually a surprisingly fertile training ground for a more positive and resilient you. The coffee line as your unexpected mentor. Think about it. That agonizing wait for your latte isn't just stealing precious minutes. It's a microcosm of life's daily frustrations. It's a forced pause in your rushed morning, a moment where you're compelled to slow down even when your mind is racing. Notice your immediate reaction. The sigh. The urge to check your phone incessantly. This is your brain's default setting when faced with minor inconvenience. Reframe the pause. What if you used this forced stillness as a chance to experiment? The coffee line is a low-stakes arena. Try a quick positive reframing. I'm grateful for the smell of coffee. My coat is warm. I'll get caffeine eventually. This is your first lesson in consciously choosing your focus, even when external circumstances suck. Your brain's secret hack. No, it's not another app. Your brain isn't some unchangeable brick. Think of it like TikTok's algorithm. The more you linger on cat videos, the more cats it shows you. Focus on stress? Congrats. You've trained your brain to serve up anxiety reels 24/7. The fix? Collect tiny wins. That time your neighbor held the elevator? When you laughed at your kid's terrible knock-knock joke? These moments are weights for your brain's positivity muscles. Science says neuroplasticity, or brain TikTok, means the more you notice good stuff, the stronger those neural pathways get. Why your terrible day is actually a gym for your mind. Bad days aren't failures. They're boot camp for resilience. Example, you're late for work, stuck behind a school bus. Classic nightmare. But instead of white-knuckling the wheel, name one tiny win. At least I remembered to charge my phone. Breathe like a tired toddler. Inhale for 4, exhale for 6. No one can panic while exhaling longer. Try it. Text a friend. Traffic's awful. Send memes. This isn't about pretending traffic is fun. It's about refusing to let the school bus driver live rent-free in your head all day. Real people, real ripples, no Zen masters required. Meet Jen, the overwhelmed mom. Jen's life was pure chaos. Twin toddlers, a part-time job, and a husband who kept forgetting to buy diapers. Her breaking point? Crying in the cereal aisle over Cheerios. Her tiny shift. The 30-second gratitude pause while the twins napped. I'm grateful for silence. I'm grateful this onesie still fits. I'm grateful for dry shampoo. Did it solve her problems? No, but it gave her just enough fuel to survive nap time. Meet Carlos, the burnt-out barista. Carlos hated his job until he started a game. Make one customer smile before my break.